Day two of the Ashes, well, it rather didn't go to plan for England. They were bowled out for 136, having dismissed Australia for 295. Australia closed on 65 for naught. They lead by 224 runs. And joining me now, Al, fair to say that day wasn't really what a lot of people were expecting.
Well, we were sat here 24 hours ago, John, and I got it completely wrong. Australia came out of the blocks and mowed England down. A great bit of bowling, catching, fielding, great all-round performance, and totally upset most people's view of what was going to happen.
Mitchell Johnson, on the back of his half century, took four wickets. Ryan Harris took three. There were a couple for Nathan Lyon and one for Peter Siddle. Michael Carby top scored with 40. Stuart Broad made 32. England, they lost 6 for 9 to go from 82 for 2, which coincidentally or not was the time I think most people in England were going to bed, and they then slipped to 91 for 8. Just, well, that's where the day really turned, wasn't it?
Well, I think when I did, or we did the preview video, John, I did say that England could lose some wickets very quickly, particularly if Mitchell Johnson was on fire, and he was. And all credit to Australia, they really put in a stunning performance. And it was interesting that both Mitchell Johnson and Stuart Broad, who have been in the papers the most, had the most banter thrown at them, have come up trumps for both sides.
It's a good point. And another man who performed reasonably well in the circumstances is Michael Carberry. His 40 was pretty good. He ended up top scoring with that 40. And you mentioned Broad there. He took another wicket to finish with 6 wickets in Australia's innings and then scored 32 at the end. So they can be pleased with their performance, although obviously overall they are pretty disappointed with the way things are at the moment.
Well, I think if you look back at Australia's innings, if England had closed them down like Australia closed England down, it would be a different story. So it is really important for the lower order and both sides to bat on.
From the lower order to the top order, David Warner on the attack towards close of play, really sending out a message. I mean, England need to get him quickly tomorrow, don't they?
I think so. It's set up for a fabulous next day, and look forward to it.
Similar, I suppose, in some respects to the last game at Brisbane between these two sides, where England had to come out. It was the third innings of the match. They'll have to bat in the fourth innings, but they had to come out and bat a long time because, again, they conceded a fairly heavy first innings lead, and they're going to need to perhaps draw inspiration from that as well.
Well, yeah, I've been looking at the long range weather forecast, John, and it's looking like it's going to be rainy on Sunday, so that may come into play for either Australia or for England.
Well, it does. It means Australia can't just say, right, we're going to bat for 2 days. Maybe they'll think, well, we can't bat too long because we've got to consider the weather. But final question then, will rain save England, yes or no?
Will rain affect the match at all? So I don't think it will. I'm looking for a really exciting next couple of days.
Well, on the 10th anniversary of England winning the Rugby World Cup, it's certainly time for England to channel the spirit of Johnny Wilkinson and fight back.